Travel restrictions in this pandemic have kept thousands of couples apart around the world. One of them is an Indian-American math teacher and a Syrian-Kurdish web developer. They haven't seen each other in 6 months. And this is not the first ban they have faced. Here's Joanna Kakissis.
Aisha Shedbalkar and Razan Al-Ibrahim met 4 years ago at a refugee camp in northern Greece. She was spending her school breaks volunteering at the camp. He was stranded there with his mom and brothers. He loved her kindness. She admired his sense of joy.
I think within like a week of talking to him, like he was my guy, like when we were just friends, I think I knew that this is a guy. I don't know of a more perfect guy than this guy.
At the end of the year, the night before she left Greece, they had tea at her house. He thought about proposing.
I was already in love with her. When she was making the tea and I was looking at her and I was like, okay, this woman is just amazing and I can't live without her.
He called her in Chicago and told her he loved her. She said she loved him too.
That day was my best day. I was just so happy, you know, I was like so happy.
They got engaged in January 2017, the same month President Trump banned citizens of several Muslim-majority countries from entering the U.S.
The law shouldn't do this. The law should protect people who want to be together, like we are not doing a crime or something, so the law will be against it. You are just separating people from each other, you know?
She visited him in Greece and later in the Netherlands, where the UN's refugee agency relocated him as part of a European Union asylum program. She hoped the Supreme Court would strike down Trump's ban in June 2018, but the court did not.
We were devastated. That dream that I had of having my husband and maybe some kids and a house and like all this stuff were like inside of a coffin, and that the last nail had been nailed into that coffin.
The couple did not give up. They got married last March in Sweden, where his family now lives. Her family flew in from the U.S. for the traditional Indian Islamic wedding with some Syrian touches. And they danced to their favorite song, John Legend's Surefire. It's about love overcoming the odds. This March, she was planning to fly to Amsterdam for their 1 year anniversary.
When COVID happened, I think a lot of people felt in some way how we have been feeling for almost 4 years of our life, you know?
She's finally on her way to see her husband today. The Netherlands loosened restrictions for couples. And he says he'll be waiting with flowers and another chance to dance to their favorite song. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis. I may not know.